Merchandising.
Yeah, that's a good way to start this. That lets people know that we're regular old friends that don't want anything from them except their money.
Now
what's up?
We've got merch for you.
Go to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and check out the new Brock Life t-shirt, Salmon Cannon t-shirt, Jetpack Rescue Squad t-shirt, so many t-shirts. Me with this look that said, not only am I never having sex with you again, but it's entirely possible through sheer force of will, I have retconned history and we have never had sex before.
This is We Have Concerns.
Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carmone.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh my goodness. Here's an interesting story to talk about today. I got no segue from that.
How do you?
This is Derek Brown, who's been knocking it out of the park lately.
Derek
with
Brown.
The stories.
Old Derek Brown, the hero of wherever he's from.
Thank you,
is
Derek.
Is what they call him wherever he's from.
Sent us another winner of a story to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Also could have sent it to our Reddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
This is a really interesting idea. So Dr. Penny Spikens, who, by the way, has to be working for the Spike Lobby, right?
It's too
with a
obvious.
Name like that.
I think it's misdirection. Ah. I think they want us to think that.
Okay. Dr. Penny Spikens from the University of York.
Okay. Actually, tell me what she does, and I'll tell you whether she works for the Spike Lobby.
She works for the University of York's Department of Archaeology.
Doing what?
Finding dig sites and placing spikes in them? No. She is she's analyzing human history, mm-hmm. and she has come up with a theory that can explain the huge population growth over the larger geographic area that happened in a certain part of our human history. So,
'cause we started fucking more.
Well, there's that.
That's what it is. I figured it out. I'm a science man. Do you know what happened? Do you know why the population grows exponentially? Because more and more people be fucking more and more.
Well, that's a certain level of analysis.
What up,
that's a certain,
everybody?
There's a certain ground level of analysis that, you know, is not incorrect.
Do you think anybody has ever had sex while listening to this podcast?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Like, not. I don't think anybody would do it on purpose.
just sex spontaneously happened?
Like, yeah, because nobody puts my voice on to get in the mood.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, and most of the topics that we're talking about aren't going to rev you up.
Yeah.
Although we did talk about boning up and boning down, so maybe
We did. But do you ever think that somebody, like, maybe you put the podcast on, and then, like, you know, one thing leads to another, and it's just, or maybe you had it, maybe you had music playing.
Yeah.
But
and then our podcast accidentally went on.
Yeah.
If that has happened and we haven't heard about it on Twitter yet, I feel like whoever that is has failed us.
Yeah. If you've had sex to this podcast, please let us know. And if you haven't had sex to this podcast, try to have sex to this podcast.
Maybe try it and tell us how that goes.
See what happens. You know what you do? Do an episode where we have a guest and I talk a little less. That's probably your best bet.
I want to know if they set out to do it, like which episode you choose.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway,
Penny
here's
Spikens
a story.
Found that humans, the population exploded because of our podcast.
No, yeah.
People phoning.
That's
it.
What she came to. No. So we started in very specific patches of land around the world. We evolved in certain areas that had resources.
Fertile Crescent.
Exactly. Yeah. But at a certain point, In our history, humans expanded over the surface of the globe. We got to weird places like Australia. Like, why? How did we get there?
Giant birds.
Giant riding on the back of giant birds. That's not what she came to.
A lot of wizards.
What she realized is that what may have actually spurred this expansion, this geographic expanse of the human species, mm-hmm. is actually our emotional response to one another, specifically when we're terrible. Human
we
beings
spread out over the globe because we don't like each other.
Because we did fucked up stuff to each other. We wanted to kick people out of areas. We got mad. We got scared. We ran. It's mostly because we were assholes to one another. And so we had to get away from the people we fucked over or the people that wanted to kill us.
Jeff Cannata.
Yes, sir.
You know how much I hate people.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how much I like to stay away from people.
Yes, sir.
I'm the reason you're here.
Your instinct.
People like me, Jeff Cannata, not people like you, not people like you who are walking around with, I don't know, whatever it is, with your walking sticks and
I
your,
don't have that.
And
that's
your
not a
opera
thing.
Glasses.
Nobody wears
looking
those.
At other people on the street and going, that person looks like a fine human being with a wonderful soul. It's not people like you who got us where we were today, Jeff.
No.
It's people who are fueled by hatred and bitterness and just want
fear.
Fear and just wanting to show other people that we could beat them.
Yeah.
That's who moves society forward, Jeff Cannata.
That's what the data seems to indicate.
That's what Dr. Spike Lobby says.
Yeah.
And I trust her.
Well, I guess I owe you a real debt of gratitude.
Yes, you do. And I've said that every day since we met.
It's true. And finally,
keep,
I agree.
And you keep saying, for what? And I go, puh.
Yeah. You keep saying, I'll figure it out at a certain point.
You just probably, I just feel like all people do.
She said that this is actually betrayals of trust resulting from moral disputes are a significant reason to spurn people into moving away. So she said the reason that this makes sense is because it takes great risk to move out of a safe area. And the only thing that causes human beings to take risks of that nature are when you fucking have to. When you're gonna die, when you're pissed off, or when someone says, you're not allowed here anymore.
Yeah.
Get your ass out.
Absolutely. That's how we found this great nation. And by found, I mean stole.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's how we got it.
That's very true.
That's what, you know, there's this thing that is called hypomania. And hypomania is found in a lot of people who come from immigrant families or descended from immigrant families. That's all about like people who are more willing to take risks, people who are more willing to run off and go to other places, who feel like the need to travel above all else. And it's kind of like this weird thing where it's like everybody who's ever bolted. Like if you look, at people who are like risk takers and things like that, like they usually come from these immigrant families because it's connected. It's like, well, look, man, you had a place to live, you had a roof, you had some water, you had some food. Most people would huddle in a
hunker
corner
down
and just be
turtle up.
I got this food and I got this water and I guess that's like all I need.
We're doing
right?
fine. We're fine.
We're fine.
And it's like, well, over the crest over there is a dangerous looking, scary place with stuff that might kill you and it's unknown.
It
so.
Looks like it mostly just has trees though, but I haven't seen trees like that.
And also, I'm not exactly sure where we'll find food or water if we walk that direction.
We have just like a tiny bit of food and water here.
Let's just stay here.
It's like, we have it.
It's enough.
Know? And the giant rats very rarely come by anymore.
And we've sort of figured out their tells.
Yeah.
So we know when they're coming.
I think we're cool here in this corner where we huddle. We've always huddled. Your father huddled. His father before him huddled.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there is like this other sort of person that's just kind of like, this is garbage. I'm getting out of here.
No, what really happens is, we're in agreement on the whole, like, let's leave. Wait a minute. Did you just fucking take my shit?
No.
You took some of my shit.
Some. Listen, not really. Sorry.
You motherfucker.
No, I was an accident.
That is my giant rat shit that you took. I was saving that for later.
But there's rat shit everywhere.
No, it's mine. This is my fucking rat shit, and you took it.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
No, you get out of here.
You get
the fuck out.
No,
get the fuck out.
To that beautiful sunny land full of trees.
The sunny land full of trees and mystery.
But no one knows what goes on in the land full of sunny trees.
You go, or I will murder you dead.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he gets some lady friend to go with him. They start a family there, and now there's people living in the trees. And 20 years later, it's like, and maybe we should go try to trade with the tree people.
Oh, hello.
Hey, you look great.
Yeah, you look terrible and you're covered in rat shit.
I really shouldn't have hoarded all that rat shit.
Yeah.
That was a bad decision on my part. But hey, we're out of resources now. There's no more food or water where we are.
So
and
weird.
It looks like you guys found so much food and water on this side
of
the trees.
Yeah, it turns out the trees are just full of food.
So I was wondering if we could set up some sort of, you know, mutually beneficial trade route. I could supply you with rat shit. You could supply me with food and water. And then, you know, it's like the old times. We're buds again.
I'm looking at you with no expression on my face while I think about murdering you. Because that's the best I can do.
Oh.
Face-wise.
So you're saying that I need to get out of here and head in the opposite direction where the scary swampland is?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Go back to your corner or something.
Oh. well, we can't live there anymore. There's no more food and everything's covered in rat shit.
Well, that's kind of on you. The rats yeah. don't even shit inside.
I know. We brought it all in.
Yeah, it was a strange decision.
Yeah, we were obsessive about that.
Anyway, you got 10 seconds.
I'm out of here! See, and then they expand in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it all is it's a global expanse.
Yeah.
The result is a global expanse.
Of hatred.
Of hatred and terrible feelings.
And fear.
So...
I love this.
You love this. Is it really a good thing? I don't know if it's a good thing. Is it a good thing?
Here's why I think it's a good thing. A bunch of studies have been run that say we basically do best as humans when there are about 150 to 200 of us in a community.
Hmm. That's not very many.
When the group gets bigger than that. Now we live in these giant cities where, I mean, obviously there are tons more people. But if you think about the number of people you interact with, if you think about the people even marginally that you see on a day-to-day basis, you probably don't interact with many more people than that.
That's very true.
Yeah. So when we do live in these like villages, especially like these small villages, these small towns, these settlements where we're starting out as human beings, and things start to get a little big, we tend to start disagreeing and getting on each other's nerves anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think this, obviously... The part of this that I don't like is the fact that it's in our nature to expel people we disagree with.
Yeah.
But I do like that we have some sort of instinct where if a place is bad and there are disagreements, we're kind of like, well, fuck you. I'll go do my thing.
Right.
And then you go and you do your thing. And it's kind of this form of self-regulation, social self-regulation that we're sort of wired to do.
Yeah. Dr. Spike Lobby says that while, you know, we have always looked at human expansion as this sort of emblem of success, that it isn't success, but that doesn't mean it's not collaborative.
Yeah.
Like it comes from a dark place in our nature, but it's also very collaborative. Like we agreed, you don't fucking belong here anymore. You got to get out. And I'm like, well, you know what? I don't fucking belong here. Yeah. I'm going to get out.
And I mean, expulsion from a tribe or expulsion from a herd or something like that, what you see it with animals, you see it with primates, but like when they cast somebody out, it can be very, very hard, but it can also, you know, it can also be the beginning of a new species. It can be the beginning of a new society. It all depends.
And she says it's really born of the complexity of emotional content in humans. So that as our emotions got more and more sophisticated, we ended up getting pissed at each other or getting hurt or getting scared from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that this is actually born of an evolution of our internal life.
If you think about it, it's a great instinct in a way because it keeps us from hurting each other. It keeps us from killing each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like early human society, sure, man, you're cast out or you're leaving or whatever. It's better than like, hey, let's hit him with rocks until he dies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This guy is different and we don't like him.
Yeah, it's better
and
not
so
to destroy
he must
him.
Die.
Yeah. It's better at least that, you know, we didn't destroy ourselves as a species from this. We actually just got away from each other.
I think it shows a sort of an early form of human sophistication where we were kind of like, all right, well, we hate this guy, but we're complex enough to know that hating him doesn't mean we have to kill him.
Right. Yeah.
Good luck in the snow, buddy.
Yeah.
Do your best.
This is my favorite quote from this article. She says, active colonization of and through hazardous terrain are difficult to explain through immediate pragmatic choices, but they become easier to explain through the rise of strong motivations to harm others, even at one's own expense, which widespread emotional commitments bring. So it's basically saying like as we started to love one another and like things and get attached to our families, people would piss us off.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason that we ventured outside our comfort zones.
I love it.
It makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense. I think it's cool. I think, you know, it's cool. It's easy to sort of look at the top level headline of this and be like, oh no, things come from such a dark place. But I mean, those instincts are so naturally tied to the most positive stuff about us that,
right.
I don't know, saying it comes from a dark place is the easier headline. But saying it comes from emotional complexity is probably a better way to say it.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know, here's my thing. Back then we had disagreements over like, listen, we got to figure out how to best get food, store food, keep food. We got to figure out, you know, what our beliefs are about laws. We got to figure, we have like, especially in America right now, like we got so little, like the average person has so little to argue about.
Right.
Like now we're going to.
Well, we invent things.
I feel like, yeah, exactly. Now yeah. I feel like we're taking that instinct and it's just like, fuck that guy. I don't talk to that guy anymore. That guy likes Zack Snyder movies.
Oh, Zack Snyder movies? God damn that guy. I hope he never comes around here anymore.
I want to beat him to death with a stone because he loved Sucker Punch.
Yeah. Well, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Man of Steel is demonstrably terrible. And let's not ever let this guy hang out with us again.
I'm sending you into the woods. Into the woods is the comic shop down the street.
Yeah. You'll
you
never
can't come to this comic
never
shop
step
anymore.
Foot in this comic shop again.
Into the Woods is a decent shop. You'll like it.
Guys, but Into the Woods is it's got a lot of people there, and I don't know. It's a little scary for me. I never met any of those people. I don't know if they're going to have the same discounts.
You also, remind us again about how you feel about Jared Leto's cover of Empire Magazine.
Oh, it's brilliant, man.
Get the fuck out!
Yeah, get the fuck out!
I will kill you to death! Fring.
I'm new to this store. I just wanted to set up a pull list. And
all right, what's your name?
My name is Gordon.
Gordon, and what do you want to put on your list, buddy?
Well, you know, all the DC titles, really. I'm a big fan of the DC cinematic universe that Zack Snyder is putting together. So, you know, I just want
Gordon?
Yeah.
You're all right.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I found a new home here.
Yeah, why don't you come on back and play some Warhammer with us?
Oh, fuck Warhammer!
What? Fuck you!
Fuck you! The only thing that worries me about this is
that we know too much about Warhammer?
Yeah, we do. That this this creates people that self what's the word I'm looking for?
People place themselves into exile? Is that what you're looking
well,
for?
Well, we create pockets of people that are only like-minded. We don't want to interact with people that challenge our beliefs, and I think we see a lot of that happening in this country where, you know, geographically there are pockets of people that only believe the same things, and we sort of self-segregate is the word I was looking for.
We have these instincts and we don't really have life situations on a day-to-day basis anymore that make these instincts applicable, but they still need to act themselves out, right?
Yeah.
These are mental muscles that need to work themselves. And you do see it a lot. You see it a lot online where you find that people, one person's Twitter is different than another person's Twitter.
Yeah.
One person's Facebook is different than another person's Facebook because we're following people who are exactly like us.
Yeah.
Because it's the easiest thing to do. It's the easiest thing to seek out. And when somebody kind of feels like they're attacking an ideal, no matter how silly the ideal is, or no matter how small the infringement is, there is, and this is something we talked about with Adam Sessler when he was here.
Yeah.
We have this tendency to overreact now.
Definitely.
Because we have this thing inside of us, I think. We do. Where it's like, I have to find my identity. I have to find my tribe. I have to cast out people who will be dangerous to me and my tribe.
Right.
And it becomes overactive when it doesn't get used in a proper way.
Yeah. And I think that in modern society, I think we have to fight against that in a certain sense in order to get along.
This is why we need to bring back the most dangerous game. One human. We pick one human. Maybe they volunteer. And their family is taken care of for the rest of their lives. Uh-huh. Okay? One person volunteers.
Uh-huh.
We take
like a tribute. Some sort of tribute?
Like a tribute, uh-huh, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And then that person's family is given like a ton of money.
Yeah, they're like
year.
A representative of their... They're part of the community.
Yeah. And then the rest of the community...
Like their city.
Yeah. And then everybody else gets to hunt those people.
Ah. Do they get to defend themselves in any way? Like, is there a series of weapons? Maybe there's like a domed arena where they could do this in?
Yeah, but I mean, we'll have to discuss what abilities those people are allowed to use, and maybe they get like an item or two, know?
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should televise that.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And I think people would really get a lot out of that, and it would bring us together. And it would really distract us from a lot of the really horrible abstracted shit that's going on in our government right now.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. We could really, I think we could really use that.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad nobody's thought of that before.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a big money idea.
It certainly does.
And scene. I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? Do you think this is a positive trait or a negative trait? Or do you just think it's a complex trait?
Yeah. Have you seen The Hunger Games?
I'm sorry, the what?
I don't know. We would love to find out on Twitter what you think about this. I'm curious about whether this actually needs to sort of be addressed. Like, I feel like it's a vestige of a primal thing in us that needs to sort of be squashed at this point.
There's no more Earth. There's no more Earth.
There's no more expanding.
We've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go to, you know, get off our planet, I guess is the only.
Yeah. There's no more exiling. You can't exile somebody to space. We can only work together to get to space.
Yeah.
We are at the point now where all of this shit is detrimental. So how do we get rid of it? How do we address it? You know,
it's a big problem.
Answer in 140 characters.
Yeah. Or less.
Yeah. Or less. If you, cause you probably, know, you're going to need to fit in the hashtag. What is the Hunger Games?
Yes, that's a great one. I'm at Jeff Cannata on Twitter.
I'm at A. Carbone. And if you have not yet, please check out the store. We have concerns.com/shop. We have all kinds of great things.
Oh my gosh, so much stuff. For the longest time, we didn't have anything. And then we had two shirts. And now we got so much stuff, guys. Check it out. It's wehaveconcerns.com/store.
Sure, that'll work.
Is it not that?
It's shop, but I think store works too.